From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is defending its effort to win Senate passage of the massive health care overhaul bill by Christmas. An important procedural vote on the measure is set for 1 a.m. Monday morning in the Senate. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Democratic leaders have been taking hits from both the right and left. Republicans were especially critical of extra health care funds for Nebraska that were included in the legislation to secure Democrat Ben Nelson's support. Speaking on CNN, presidential adviser David Axelrod urged lawmakers to keep their eye on the larger issue of overhauling health care.
The change is that we are fighting an insurance industry that has killed health reform for generations. They're spending tens of millions of dollars right now to defeat this bill, and we're on the doorstep of winning a great victory for the American people.
Axelrod was all over the Sunday morning shows, saying legislation is close at hand. Many in Washington predict a final vote in the Senate could come Christmas Eve. Then negotiations to iron out differences with the House bill would begin. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The spiritual leader of Iran's reform movement died today. Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri was 87 years old. Large crowds took to the streets to honor him today. Opposition leaders have declared Monday a day of public mourning for Montazeri, but there's concern that Iranian authorities might try to prevent any massive gatherings for fear they could turn into anti-government protests. Montazeri played a major role during the dispute over Iran's presidential election last June. He called for the election results to be canceled. The leaders of Lebanon and Syria, meeting for a second day in Damascus, have made progress toward improving relations between the two countries by agreeing to set up strategic ties. Dale Gavlak has the story.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri held landmark talks with Syrian President Bashar Assad, pushing through years of tension between the two countries and his own personal feelings. Hariri and his supporters have blamed Syria for the assassination of his father 4 years ago in a massive bombing in Beirut, a charge denied by Syria. Assad asserted that the two neighbors needed to work together to ensure stability. Lebanese analysts said improved ties with Syria could bridge a political divide in Beirut, ease sectarian tensions, and provide Hariri with the needed clout to push through long-delayed economic and other reforms. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The snowstorm that walloped areas from the Carolinas to New England has created a backlog of air travel problems. Hundreds of flights were canceled at airports in New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia today. And airline officials say it could take at least a couple more days to reschedule all the passengers who had reservations on those flights. A small fire broke out in an escalator at Macy's flagship store in New York's Herald Square this afternoon. Hundreds of shoppers had to be evacuated. No injuries were reported. This is NPR News from Washington. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft is en route to the International Space Station with three new crew members, one each from the United States, Russia, and Japan. They will supplement the two-man crew that has been aboard the space station since October. The Soyuz blasted off from the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan this afternoon. Britain's government has declared open season on a type of parakeet as part of an effort to preserve that country's ecological balance. Larry Miller has more from London.
The ringneck green parakeet is a native of the Himalayas, first seen in the wild 40 years ago. But after being introduced in Britain, they've multiplied. There are now an estimated 30,000 of them, mostly in southeast England. The parakeets are blamed for devastating fruit crops and threatening native species, including small owls, by taking over nesting sites. The London Wildlife Trust claims there's little evidence the birds cause a problem. There are now more than 60 foreign animals and plants, the government says, people can kill on their own property. Wild boars and crows are already on the hit list. Joining the parakeet on the update are the Chinese water deer and the rhododendron plant. Releasing species on the list is punishable by up to 2 years in jail or an $8,000 fine. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
One of the nation's largest radio broadcasting firms, Citadel Broadcasting, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today. The move is aimed at giving the company time to restructure its heavy debt load, much of which traces back to its purchase of ABC Radio from the Walt Disney Company in 2007. Citadel operates 224 radio stations and provides programming to thousands of others. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.